This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi folks, Kyle Warren here. You're listening to an encore presentation of the program this morning, right here on this great radio station.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
You know, I wish we had oil. I wish we had, like, oil of our own. I don't know if anybody knows. Do we have access to oil in this country? I'm not sure. That way we wouldn't have to keep, you know, buying oil from places like Iran, or Iran couldn't sell so much oil. Maybe they wouldn't continue to get so rich and fund terrorism. And then maybe it's still, obviously, we shouldn't be giving them $6 billion, even just unfreezing it. You get the idea. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you here on this Wednesday morning. See, I almost went back in time there for a minute. Wednesday morning edition, of course, of the program. Our toll-free line is 1-877-969-8600, and we're broadcasting live on this Wednesday from our Scylla Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, by way of Southern California, of course, and we're broadcasting to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country, and of course, via satellite up on the GCN network. Good morning to everybody at GCN. And if you're streaming the program with us this morning, welcome to you. If you're working across the overnight hours in America, we are very glad that you found us, and we're glad that that you're there. Don't forget, 1-877-969-8600. That's the number that you can call if you'd like to call up and join the program and give your insight, your opinion, ask a question, make a comment. This is what we're here for, of course, in the overnights all across America, because we are the place, folks, for news and political analysis, political talk in the overnights all across America. All right. Yeah, if only we had our own oil. Of course, we do have our own oil. We were pumping our own oil. We were self-sufficient with our own oil. And, well, here came Joe Biden back in 2021 and made good on a campaign promise. We're going to stop the oil. And so, of course, you know, places like Iran, they continue to do a lot better. And by the way, this massacre that happened and is now, of course, ongoing with the conflict now, but this massacre that was perpetrated by Hamas at the behest and at the support of Iran, actually, again, took apart this very, very serious thing that was about to happen, and that is getting on the track to normalizing relations between Saudi Arabia and Israel. And part of that would have been that Saudi Arabia would have kicked up some of the production a little bit. Do you remember, it wasn't all that long ago, do you remember when President Biden went to go see the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, and he had to go there kind of hat in hand, and oh please, would you please generate some more oil for us and for the world and so forth, and he got a resounding no. And it had a big impact. But you know what else has a huge impact, evidently, according to the Biden administration, and that is global warming. Okay, climate change. In fact, President Biden had said not all that long ago that climate change or global warming is more frightening than a nuclear war. Well, Martha McCallum over at Fox News was talking with John Kirby and played him that soundbite of the president. And to see Kirby have to try to, you know, kind of dance around this thing of, well, climate change is super bad. In fact, it's just as bad or even worse, right, than having a nuclear war. Let's listen in.
The only existential threat humanity faces, even more frightening than a nuclear war, is global warming going above 1.5 degrees in the next 10 years.
given all the nuclear players in these two areas where we are now engaged on, does the president stand by that comment?
Absolutely, he does. Climate change is an existential threat. It can, you know, it actually threatens and is capable of wiping out all human life on Earth over time. I mean, that's, I don't know how more existential you can get to that, but that doesn't mean that we walk away from our obligations, our national security interests in very dangerous parts of
but
the
John,
world.
You mentioned he said it was more frightening than a nuclear war.
More frightening. Yeah,
it's more frightening. Frightening than a nuclear war in this moment?
The president believes wholeheartedly that climate change is an existential.
So you get the idea, right, of what's happening. And the reason I play this for you is because it doesn't bode well, does it? It doesn't bode well that somehow it's okay because now that this major event has happened, right, in addition to the war in Ukraine. Now there's going to be the war in the Middle East, basically. Now, given that, you would think that the administration would kind of, for lack of a better term, wake up a little bit. Things are actually really bad. Things are actually really happening. Maybe we should, you know, deal with them from a reasonable point of view. But no, you still got to be sort of really scared of the activists. And this goes back even the other day. We had on the program a quote from Representative Cuellar in Texas saying, look, here's the long and the short of it. I'm paraphrasing, of course. Here's the long and the short of it. The Biden administration doesn't want anybody to see if anybody ever gets deported because they are, you guessed it, afraid of the activists. They're afraid of being criticized by things. Well, that's not leadership. It's just not. And it doesn't bode well for us at this point because you want to have this White House. And yes, the president came out and gave his speech and so forth. But when it comes down to it, when you get to the nitty gritty, when you're up against the wall, you know, come on, man, just say, yeah, I don't think we need to focus on this right now. And don't try to like make it sound like, oh, yes, well, that's still really bad. A nuclear war, what was the bumper sticker? This was way back in the 80s, right? One nuclear bomb can ruin your whole day. Well, that's exactly it. But, and Martha, and I appreciate her so much, because you have these players that are getting this capability. If they don't have a nuclear weapon, they would have radioactive material. They could do all kinds of damage. And we're worried about making sure that we dance around this subject and don't, oh, why did she even ask me that? I'm sure he went back to his offices. Why did she even ask me then? Well, folks, we got a lot more to ask, and we'd like for you to ask me a question or our guest coming up as we go through the morning. 1-877-969-8600. Kyle Warren with you. Don't go anywhere.
Third Watch. This is an encore. This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
This is an encore presentation.
All right, 1-877-969-8600. That's the number to call in if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And, of course, my name's Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you as we race across your radio dial all through the United States of America in the overnight hours. And we're having a pretty good discussion this morning about what's going on in Israel, the other news, of course, and we're having some fun as well. Last hour, we had the NAC on for our song for the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. Now, coming up this hour, we're going to have another great song as well. And that's all I'm going to tell you. So you need to stick around. And by the way, if you ever have a song that you'd like to hear or make a suggestion, you can always let us know as well. Okay, so let me tell you this first, though, pardon me, about Relief Factor, because they're bringing you this portion of the program. Relief Factor, of course, that's the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. We appreciate them very much. You can go to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. You can check out the 1995 3-week quick start. Why should you take Relief Factor? Well, because it works. And the problems a lot of people are facing these days, like inflammation and such, that's exactly what this product is designed to help control and help you feel better with. It does it, of course, by the ingredients that are in it, namely turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. Which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which is where you get the swelling and the discomfort and the pain. And, of course, if you take it the way it says, you should know by about the end of the third week or so if it's going to be working for you. Some people, it works in a couple of days. Everybody's different, so keep that in mind. But here's another thing. One of the main things to keep in mind is that there are no drugs whatsoever in Relief Factor. No drugs at all. And that's the other thing that you can rely on with this, of course. It's all natural. So go to the website, relieffactor.com. relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. Because, oh, check out the 1995 3-week quick start. Because all you have to lose is pain, and that's for sure. Let's listen in here real briefly. We've got a audio clip here. This is Jake Tapper. I believe he's talking with a representative from Congress, a Democrat representative. But he says, listen here, the last few days, he says, have really been eye-opening to anti-Semitism on the left. So this is pretty interesting. Let's listen in.
These last few days have been a real eye-opening period for a lot of people, a lot of Democrats, a lot of progressives, in terms of anti-Semitism on the left. A lot of people who seem more shocked at dehumanizing language used by world leaders to describe Hamas than what Hamas actually perpetrated on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, look, anti-Semitism should be stamped out wherever it is, on the right or on the left. And we shouldn't look more glowingly on it if it comes from our side. Right. So Republicans need to strongly condemn the grievous anti-Semitism that I've seen on their side.
OK, stop right there. So that's Representative Alyssa Slotkin. She's a Democrat out of Michigan, great state of Michigan. And but you know what? I think just a lot of times I think you've got decent people who refute and eschew and recoil at. Anti-Semitism. There's no doubt about that. But what I think what Tapper's getting at here is this: there's this notion on the left somehow, especially, and I think in my case, I would definitely bring up some in the squad and so forth that would be sort of talking about what's happening in Israel, perhaps in a very interesting sort of counterintuitive way. And I'm putting that real nicely, real moderately, I guess. I think this is, and for him to use that word eye-opening, I think is really important as well, because this whole thing is bringing up some of these proclivities that really have no place in our society. We understand, and by the way, Israel was formed because of anti-Semitism. Israel was carved out, the modern state of Israel was carved out by the United Nations, of course, because of what happened primarily in the Holocaust and so forth. And the Jewish people who came to Israel migrated there at that time, of course, were able to create the one democracy, right, in the Middle East. They've become our greatest ally, and they've actually, in many ways, turned the desert into an area that blooms, and you have the agriculture and all these great things. It's just really something to see that there is a lot of silence about what's happening to the Jewish people in Israel, and that I think is very, very troubling. It's very off-putting. And it's not something that that's why I think Jake Tapper, maybe he's even like surprised ultimately about what's going on there. All right, 1-877-969-8600. That is the number if you'd like to call in and be part of the program. Let's take a look here real quick at a couple of polls that I saw earlier today. One of them has to do with Donald Trump. This from Rasmussen. Guess what, folks? More than half of U.S. voters say they're likely to vote for former President Donald Trump in next year's election. And most don't care much who Trump picks as a running mate. Let me repeat that. They're going to vote for Trump, at least more than half, according to Rasmussen, and they don't much care who Trump picks as a running mate. That's a pretty interesting thing, isn't it? So they are for Trump. Now, of course, the Trump running mate will be key in all of this. Trump can serve one a term, as we understand. So whoever Trump picks as a running mate, assuming, again, when here we are in October, we got to get all the way into the primaries, through the primaries and into the convention, and Donald Trump will most likely, at least if we had to make a guess today, based on what we know, he'll be the nominee. I think we always have to couch it like that. But who he picks as a running mate should he be the nominee, will be key, because that running mate has the potentiality to come out and run 4 years later and win the presidency and run again 4 years after that and win the presidency. So whoever it might be, it's got to be a good fit. And things have changed now. Because of what we're seeing happening, not only in Ukraine, that was a major change, obviously, but it's settled in, but the massacre that's happened in Israel by these Hamas terrorists and the resulting now conflict, protracted conflict. So those of you who are listening yesterday morning, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, U.S. Army retired, basically, because I mentioned the word Fallujah, right? That when you think about going door to door, I think about Fallujah. Well, he said back that, well, think like 10 times worse than Fallujah, many, many times worse than Fallujah, going into Gaza and having to go door to door looking for terrorists, look and trying to find hostages and so forth. This is a protracted operation that we're going to see happening. So that's going to form and mold this upcoming presidential election, no doubt about it. But again, the latest Rasmussen National Telephone Online Survey, 53% U.S. voters are likely to vote for Trump. 38% rather are very likely to vote for former President Trump. 43% are unlikely to vote for Trump next year, including 34% says not at all likely. But then again, the general thrust is they seem to be looking for Donald Trump. And again, who he picks is going to be key. And I'm sure that the deep stakes perhaps will be unlike we've ever seen before. But at that point, you know, he can take a look at how do you balance out the ticket then. You know, it used to be in the olden days, you know, and this is one of the reasons. This is one of the reasons why JFK, right, had Lyndon Johnson from Texas. That was designed to balance out the ticket. That was very, very relevant back in those days. Not all that long ago in the modern political era. Certainly, I guess for lack of a better term, in the olden days, you really had to balance out the ticket. But things were different. Communications were different. 1960 came along. And still, a lot of those traditional things were happening, strategies and so forth. But I think a lot of that is kind of going out the window. In fact, I'll let you know this. I remember when Barack Obama picked Joe Biden, and it was this, you know, this big thing, and Obama's going to announce his running mate, and he comes out and he goes, Joe Biden. And I still remember this to this day. I still couldn't believe that he said Joe Biden. It made no sense to me. I get it. It's, well, now you've got sort of the older, person who's been in government forever, and that's another way of, quote, balancing out the ticket. But just in his voice, and I don't think there's any love lost between these guys these days, but just in his voice, I could hear it was like, I really don't want Joe Biden. That was my perception then. Hasn't changed since then. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. 1-877-969-8600. That's the number. We will see you on the other side. Stay right there.
Third Watch. You're listening to an encore presentation.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
U.S.
USA News Update. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan has been selected as the Republican nominee for the Speaker of the House. This decision was made in a closed-door meeting Friday afternoon. To secure the Speaker's position, he will need to garner a minimum of 217 votes from his own party during the floor vote in the House. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is in Qatar for talks with the nation's prime minister regarding the Israeli-Hamas conflict. The main topics of discussion included prioritizing the safety of civilians and exploring avenues to reduce the intensity of the conflict.
As Israel continues to respond to Hamas's devastating attack, the United States will ensure that it has what it needs to defend its people.
The Major League Baseball League Championship Series kicks off this upcoming weekend. In game number one of the American League Championship Series, the Houston Astros will play host to the Texas Rangers on Sunday. Following that, the National League Championship Series featuring the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Philadelphia Phillies will begin on Monday night. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is an encore presentation.
So if you're driving down the freeway in California, it's all palm trees and movie stars, right? Actually, no, not really. Not really. Hardly at all. hardly at all here in Southern California. But soon we might see something else along the freeways, and that might be solar panels. California is looking at a plan to build solar panels all alongside the highways to bring power to your home. So won't that be wonderful? Now we can drive down the freeway and look at some solar panels, I guess. All right. Maybe they'll be right next to the fake trees that are the cellular towers. We do have palm trees, but they're fake, and they have a cellular tower inside of them. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue to race across your radio dial this morning, the overnights in America. 1-877-969-8600. That's the number if you'd like to call in and make a comment, opine, or give your perspective this morning, whatever you're doing, especially if you're driving a big rig, if you're working overnight, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, we want to hear from you. 1-877-969-8600. This portion of our program is being brought to you by Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. They're in St. Petersburg, caring hands, helping sore feet. At Advanced Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. Their podiatrists offer effective and individualized treatments to correct a host of foot conditions. Their board-certified podiatrists have broad experience in pediatric, medical, and surgical podiatry. Their wound care, by the way, is also world-class. And you will find that out, of course, once you go over there and check them out. They're highly trained podiatrists, spend most of their time listening to and understanding your concerns, discussing the best treatment options for you. Therefore, patients are their first priority. And at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, they strive to provide you with the highest quality of foot and ankle care available. And again, their wound care is world-class. Check them out on their website. They're in St. Petersburg, advancedpodiatryandwoundcare.com. That's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com. Well, once again, the telephone number, 1-877-969-8600. Yes, California has about 15,000 miles of state highways with lots of empty roadside land. This from CNBC. California Governor Newsom on Saturday gave the green light for the state's transportation and energy officials to figure out how to install solar panels, battery storage, and other renewable energy sites along highways. Okay, that sounds fine. I mean, you know, by the way, I want to say good morning to everybody listening on 101.5 KDON. They're in Las Vegas. KDON is the talk of Las Vegas, and we're so glad to be on in Las Vegas. I love to go to Las Vegas. I've been there so many times I can't even count. I've won a couple of times, okay? So it keeps me coming back, right? I'm so very happy. The reason I mentioned this, and our friends now, our new friends at 101.5 KDON, is that when you're driving across the desert, there's this huge sort of solar farm thing that's out there. I think just as you come, in my mind, you come around the bend and you start heading down, heading towards Gene, you're getting towards state line, basically, as you come down Interstate 15. And sometimes these reflectors are reflecting up to this big tower, and it looks like something out of Star Wars or something like that, but it's like this huge energy farm thing. So, of course, California has all kinds of desert space, and you figure they could use that kind of thing, but now they're going to put it along the highways. You mean to tell me we have to have a lot more highway construction? Lots more construction all along the freeways? I mean, it's bad enough as it is just to try to get to LAX, right? Or try to get to downtown LA, or do anything you need to do in California. And everything is done on the freeways. You could take side streets somewhere in your local area, but if you want to get somewhere, it's all these different freeways. One of the most funny Saturday Night Live skits that they've ever had was Bill Hader, and he's from New York, as I understand, worked in New York for so long. He actually went to California, and that's where he came up with this thing for the skit that they ongoing skit they did called The Californians. And the Californians, no matter what, they'd only tell you how they got places because I took the 405, I took the 22 to the 405 and to the 605, and then I got off at this and I made a left and I got back on this other freeway. And the way he said people talked out here was so funny because everything is so spread out. And you get on the freeway. Everything is 30, 40 minutes away, wherever you want to go. All right, James in Clearwater is calling us up this morning. Good morning, James.
Morning, Kyle. I guess without having to get into too much heads up as far as military plans go, Israel is definitely surrounded with more rockets than they can possibly shoot down. What do you think a possible plan B would be when those things run out?
When the rockets run out from Hamas or the terrorist organizations?
No, from Iron Dome.
Oh, from Iron Dome. Well, that is the problem, isn't it? Because the Iron Dome is designed to shoot things down, but only in a limited capacity. It was never designed to hit 3,000, 5,000 targets in a day. And yes, it'll get depleted. And again, this goes to my whole point of talking about war in the mechanized sense of the higher technology, because it takes so long to actually replace stuff like that. And this is what Hamas did. They realized that if they just by attrition go in and fire all these missiles, they're eventually going to do a lot of damage.
I'm just wondering what options Israel has to to counter that when that point has. Again,
well,
you don't want to get too much heads up, but it'd be nice to know that there's enough contingency for them to stick it out without losing half the population.
Well, I'm right there with you, because obviously if they can pinpoint where some of these launches are occurring, and I'm sure that they're somehow mobile, so they probably will move around. But this is part and parcel of their massive retaliation into Gaza. They're leveling all kinds of buildings, I would think, trying to make sure that they make it as difficult as possible to launch anything else. But I think the ultimate answer is they're going in on the ground, and they'll be and of course, so they may have drones, or they may have other airstrikes and things like that. But one would think that the amount of missiles that they've already fired, that is to say from the Gaza side by Hamas, hopefully they'll start running low if they haven't already.
Well, one thing that just to give listeners a heads up is how difficult this is. And when they were shooting the rockets from the West Bank, I saw a video, and this guy was pushing the cart that had full of hay. He put it down next to a hospital, and there was a rocket that fired out from under there, and he just walked away. And there's no way that you're going to anticipate that or find it after the fact.
Well, that's exactly right. It's, you know, if you saw this, you know, not minimizing anything, but if you saw this in a movie, you know, you would say, this is heinous. How heinous is this? But this is all real life. And these are real people launching those things. And yes, of course, I'm sure he's near a hospital, because if there's any retaliation, then, of course, the Israelis will think twice. They won't want to destroy a hospital or hit innocent people, which I think is one of the other big issues here. And that is, there's no need for President Biden to somehow admonish the Israeli government to don't go hurt innocent people. My goodness, all they do is try not to hurt innocent people.
Right. They're probably the most moral army out there. And then during the Six-Day War, there were all of 13 charges of rape, and then a lot of those weren't even substantiated. And you flip that the other way around, and just what's happened in the last weekend here for the other side is just, like you say, incomprehensible.
Incomprehensible. Incomprehensible that people would continue to be apologists for Hamas, or talk about, well, these terrible conditions that, quote, Israel has created, unquote, and somehow giving some kind of justification to all this. It just boggles the mind that other human beings can cheer on this kind of carnage and brutality.
Well, I think that one thing could go a long way, and this station and others in Salem can help out, is the fact is that Israel really doesn't have anything to do as far as, you know, dominating. Now, they do have controls in and out, but as far as the running the Gaza itself, they pulled all their people out, they closed their settlements, and they left it to the people in the Gaza themselves. Hezbollah came over and, Hamas came in and took over, and they're the ones running the show now. But, they had their chance.
Right. Well, that's right. Yeah, and Hamas and the terror groups and the control by Iran, they don't make lives better for anybody. There's no great thing happening in Gaza because of Hamas.
Yeah, the only people that are occupying Gaza now is Hamas.
That's right.
And that's something that's a point that really needs to be driven home.
That's right. I agree completely. James and Clearwater, we're running out of time, but we're going to go to the other side here in just a moment. Thanks for calling, and we hope to talk to you again soon. Take care, my friend.
Yeah.
All right, folks, Kyle Warren with you, 1-877-969-8600. We'll see you on the other side for the Trucker Highway and Byway Report.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Third Watch.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is an encore presentation.
All right, burn, baby, burn. That's what we're doing here across the overnight hours on your radio dial. Kyle Warren with you, 1-877-969-8600. That's the number to call in. In just a few moments, we're going to do trucker report number 2 of the morning. And then, of course, we'll be talking with our good friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We've got a lot of great questions for Denise. I'm sure she's going to have a lot of great stuff to talk about as well as we move through hour number 3 of the program right after the top of the hour. Before we get to our song for our trucker report, we do have Linda in Pinellas County. Earlier I said, hey, if you have any bumper suggestions or song suggestions for the trucker report, call us up. So, Linda, good morning. Great to hear from you.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Same to you.
Well, thank you.
I've been listening to the show pretty regular for about 5 years now. So, I had a song, well, I had a couple tunes. One, you probably remember it, it's by Eddie Money, and it's called Driving My Life Away.
Okay, yeah, Eddie Rabbit, yeah, Eddie Rabbit, I think, right?
Oh, I said Eddie Money, didn't I?
Yeah, I love Eddie Money, too. Yeah, but yeah, I love Driving My Life Away. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I thought that would fit in with, the driving report.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one, it's more obscure, but the artist, his name is Watermelon Slim, and he does one. He was actually a trucker, so he's kind of authentic, you know, in that way. And the name of that tune is called Blue Freightliner.
Blue Freightliner. Okay,
yeah,
definitely. We'll definitely check it out. Absolutely. Well, I appreciate it, and we really appreciate you listening as well. And I love Driving My Life Away, and I liked Eddie Rabbit so much. I remember when that came out. And so I tell you what, thanks to you, on tomorrow morning's program, we're going to play Eddie Rabbit for sure, and we'll find out about Watermelon Slim as well.
Yeah, okay.
Very cool.
I will be anxiously listening.
Well, sounds good. Linda, call anytime. We sure appreciate hearing from you.
Okay. Well,
all right. Take care.
All
right. Linda in Pinellas County, everybody, with some great suggestions for trucker songs. Let's start here with Eric Clapton. It's In the Way That You Use It. Clapton. I was trying to decide earlier which Eric Clapton song to play, and they're all terrific, and so I hit upon this one. I remember this one back in the day, and I like it because it just starts out right like that. It just starts right up, and so again, Eric Clapton, all right, and his guitar work over the years, phenomenal. A lot of great songs, a lot of great songs that sometimes you go, oh yeah, that was Eric Clapton. And I rediscovered a couple of them in my research as well. So welcome back to the program, everybody. It is time for the Trucker Report, and let's take a look here real quick. We continue to see that frost advisory out there. This is going to be starting in southern Minnesota, parts of southern Wisconsin as it arcs down through Chicago, down towards Dayton, Ohio, in Indiana as well, Indianapolis. It'll cut through there and over towards Athens, Ohio, and over into West Virginia. So you definitely have this frost advisory going on there. Down near Louisville, Kentucky, we have patchy frost available, possible rather, later tonight. Temperatures can dip briefly into the middle and upper 30s by dawn in the rural and low-lying areas. So do be aware of that. Be careful of that. Looks like we've also got, we've got that winter weather advisory. This is in Denver. This is now just right around Glenwood Springs and north of there on I-70. So obviously there's snow in the offing for all these different things. So you got to be real careful. Freeze watch all up and down Interstate 15 in Utah, turns into a winter weather advisory up near Salt Lake, up towards Ogden and Logan in Utah. And then in western Wyoming, we also have real possibilities there of snow accumulation 1 to 2 inches, especially in the lower elevations even of Yellowstone National Park. Again, freeze watch in Reno, Nevada, heading up I-80 towards Winnemucca. We've got rain all through in the Seattle and Portland areas, of course, and heading down the west coast of Oregon there. We've also got the rain. This is near Kansas City. Lots of lightning strikes in that area as you come east out of Kansas City into on I-70. So that's about what we're seeing here right now. And by the way, it looks like we got rain in the Walla Walla area in Washington. And once again, welcome to everybody. KUJ, 1420 AM and 98.7 FM in Walla Walla, Washington. Okay, don't forget, Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers bringing you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. Check them out at pilotflyingj.com. Now it's time to bring on our good friend Denise Simon from founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Again, no shortage of things to talk about. We've got, of course, what's going on in Israel. We understand that it looks like Boeing has already delivered, they accelerated some 1,000 smart bombs over to Israel just in the last day or so. It was flown by Israeli Air Force transport from an Air Force base here in the U.S.
Pentagon put out a thing that said, hey, let's, you know, whatever is in the pipeline, let's get it out there as fast as we can. So we did. Pretty interesting how people can react to something, isn't it?
Well, exactly right. There's a lot of material, money, and everything going there. And by the way, we also want to give a quick shout out to Rich, who's in Lutz right now. We really appreciate it. He called in to say that he's enjoying the show. So, Rich, we're glad to hear from you and glad that you're enjoying the show. And we hope that we'll keep hearing from you. So, again, Rich in Lutz, we really appreciate it. Well, Denise, yes, there's all this material going there. But Iran, this caught my eye in the time we have here right before we get to the top of the hour. Iran's Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is saying basically that Israel brought all this, the rape and the murder, all upon themselves. Isn't that disgusting?
Qatar is saying the same thing. And it's important to know, sadly, and I've argued against this, I don't know, probably 5 or 6 years, that we have a very sizable footprint in Qatar, and we should have gotten out of Qatar a long time ago. But we're there. We have a very big military base there, which is also, I would mention, a communications base. The Al-Thani clan, which is kind of the royal family of Qatar, has been very ingratiated to the Democratic Party for a very long time. It was when Obama was speaking as president, he was speaking at the graduation class at West Point. Also, too, he was meeting with Al-Thani, whose son, by the way, was a graduate of West Point, the very same time that we were releasing 5 Taliban from Guantanamo and sending them to where? Qatar.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, Denise, we're going to be heading to the top of the hour, and when we come back, everybody, we'll have more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Don't go anywhere. 1-877-969-8600. That's the number if you'd like to call in and ask a question. Stay right there.
Encore presentation.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.